News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica's business confidence is at an 8-year high. According to a study conducted by Market Research Services Limited, MRSL, the first quarter of 2015 shows Jamaica's business and consumer confidence indices being higher than at any time over the last 8 years. Managing Director of MRSL, Don Anderson, says considering the strong investment climate that now exists, businesses are confident that the economy will turn around and they will be able to benefit from their investments.
What the business sector is saying is that they believe that the policies that the government has been pursuing in terms of the IMF arrangement and so on, and the fact that they've been meeting these targets, indicates that the economy is on the right path, that the policies are right, and that in the long run, these will in fact redound to the benefit of the country.
The overall confidence level of businesses and consumers in the Jamaican economy now stands at 123.1 compared to 111 in 2014. Government has announced a new National Housing Trust NHT board to be chaired by former Cabinet Secretary Dr. Carlton Davis. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner made the announcement at a Jamaica House media briefing Wednesday. Dr. Davis replaces former NHT Chairman Easton Douglas, whose 3-year tenure ended April 2. Actuary Daisy Koch will serve as deputy chairperson. Some of the other members of the new NHT board are Scarlett Gillings, Granville Valentine, Lambert Brown, Robert Budden, Sergeant Raymond Wilson, Pastor Michael Harvey, and Sonia Hyman. Acting Managing Director of the NHT, Martin Miller, has been named an ex officio member. Senator Faulkner says 3 additional members are to be named. The island's early childhood instructors are to benefit from a $30 million training program aimed at helping them obtain teaching certification. The program, an initiative of United Way of Jamaica and the Joint Board of Teacher Education, will enable the instructors to earn an associate degree in early childhood education online. Chairman of the Joint Board of Teacher Education, JBTE, Dr. Rose Davies, says early childhood teachers who only possess teaching diplomas will have the opportunity to access tertiary training via this initiative.
Now, when they phased out the diploma to a bachelor's degree, that left them without access because clearly they couldn't move from vocational up to bachelor's without anything in between. And the associate degree is one which basically would cover like what you would do in the first 2 years of the bachelor's. So apart from giving them that level of formal training, it would also help them to matriculate in some way to the 4-year bachelor's.
The initiative is currently being piloted and is expected to come on stream next year. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Education will be implementing several measures aimed at increasing the national attendance rates at infant, primary and secondary schools. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says for the academic year 2013 to 2014, the national attendance rates were 79.4% for infant schools and departments, 86.3% at the primary level, and 82.7% for secondary schools. Among the recommendations to improve attendance are increasing parental accountability through sensitization, engagement in school activities, and follow-up by school personnel. Reverend Thwaites adds that focus will be placed on enhancing the teaching and learning process to stimulate students and expanding the breakfast program for those who need nutritional support. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes. In what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station, a production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.